Defence Minister Peter Dutton said last week that it would be inconceivable for Australia not to join with the United States if they were to defend Taiwan from China. Taiwan has been independent from China since 1949, but China views it as a renegade province that will one day be unified with the mainland. James Murray asked Associate Professor Adam Lockyer of Macquarie University's Department of Security Studies and Criminology what a takeover of Taiwan by China would look like.
It would be a very difficult task to invade and take over Taiwan. So people who have visited Taiwan will know the geography of the island, and there's only a few good landing spots on Taiwan. There's about 20 different beaches that you could possibly land a sizable force on Taiwan, which are all very well protected. So the mainland Chinese would need to cross the Taiwan Straits, land on one of these well-defended beaches, and whatever that landing force is would need to be able to hold out until the ships could return to the mainland, pick up reinforcements and ferry them across. So it's not just, when you look at the raw statistics on the size of the Chinese army versus the size of the Taiwanese army, it gives the impression that the Chinese could just overwhelm Taiwan. This is not correct. All that the Taiwanese army would need to do is to defeat that initial landing force before the second wave could come, and it could push the mainland Chinese back into the sea. So it would be a very difficult task, and this is why Taiwan has been able to remain independent since 1949.
If Australia were to assist the US, if they were to defend Taiwan from China, what kind of military engagement could we expect Australia to have?
Yeah, so last week we saw two different opinions. We had the Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, say that it would be inconceivable that Australia wouldn't get involved in a conflict over Taiwan. And we had Paul Keating, a former Prime Minister, come out and say that Australia only has marginal interests in Taiwan and that we should probably stay out of the conflict. Now, that kind of sets up the argument as being that we're either going to be all in and it's going to be World War III style intervention by Australia, where we'd have widespread conscription, defence spending would skyrocket, and we'd have this total conflict, or we'd stay out of it. Now, the truth of the matter is that there is a lot of space between those two different positions. And probably Australia's first response to a conflict over Taiwan would be economic measures. So, as we all know, Australia exports a lot of raw materials to China, coal, natural gas, etc., etc., and that would probably stop immediately. We would then have diplomatic pressure. There could be cyber attacks from Australia into China. Moving up the spectrum, we might then commit a few of our warships to participate in larger American-led naval formations. So a few of our warships might join up and help escort an American aircraft carrier, for example.
Do you believe Australia's military is equipped to take on China's military forces?
What the mainland Chinese would probably be looking to do is invade and suppress Taiwan as quickly as possible before other nations could respond. Because if it's a fait accompli and Taiwan has already been captured, then decision makers in Washington and elsewhere would be saying, well, what can we do? There's no way we can roll this back. Whether do we want to have this long drawn out conflict where we try to, for example, cut off Taiwan from the mainland and have ongoing submarine warfare through the Taiwan Straits? Is that what we want to do? Or do we just say, well, there's no way we can push the mainland Chinese out of Taiwan at this point, so we're going to have to come to some kind of negotiated settlement of the problem? So it would really depend upon how things unfold, but there are things that we could possibly do. So rather than storming up through the South China Sea and heading straight for the coast of China, what the Royal Australian Navy could possibly do is undertake operations in the Indian Ocean, because 80% of China's oil comes from the Middle East through the Indian Ocean, through the Malacca Straits and up into China. So rather than trying to attack China directly, what Australia might be able to do is do interdiction operations in the Indian Ocean, try and cut off that oil and thereby apply economic pressure.
Associate Professor Adam Lockyer from Macquarie University's Department of Security Studies and Criminology, speaking there with James Murray.